This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
North Mac and the home whites trimmed out in the Carolina blue, and they've got a big swath of that blue down the right leg of the shorts. Very slick-looking uniforms for North Mac. Carthenville in the road, dark blues. Carthenville in white later and across the front. Wills and downs the jump, and it's controlled by the Cavies, and they will get it to start as North Mac comes out man-to-man.
As expected.
It wouldn't be anything else. Have to check T.J. Wilson's temperature if they started in zone. Here's Siglock on the right wing. Wills, right side of the key. Leaves it for Weiser. In the corner it goes to Duckles. I know David Suit's very happy to have Carson Weiser back in the fold. Wills open for three, right wing. Way too strong, but it goes off the rubber of the backboard and is picked up by Duckles, and the Cavies will reset. Mason has it now left wing in the corner with Siglock. Ethan Siglock on the bounce, left wing, top of the key to DeBerzy. On the right wing now with Duckles. Mason high above his head, dumps it back for Wills. Dribble handoff to Duckles. Right wing now into the hands of Siglock. Checked there by Vance. Ethan bounced it once back between the circles to Duckles. In the left corner now with DeBerzy. Skip pass to Wills. Aaron, one dribble. Pump fake back to Duckles beyond the three-point line. We've played a minute here in the opening quarter. Carthenville showing the patience. Long time to play defense if you're North Mac. Siglock attacks rejected by Downs. Picked up off the floor by Vance.
Not a bad first possession for Carthenville.
Here comes JT Alexander. Of course, his mother is Jody Ottersberg, one of the great athletes Gillespie has ever seen. You can actually see her state championship shot put banner up behind our broadcast position here as Alexander misfires on the three, and a rebound foul going on North Mac. And Darren, I would think it's probably a pretty neat feeling for JT Alexander to be playing on this floor. You look up and see your mama's name on a state championship banner.
Might be a bit intimidating, you know.
It might be. Well, I tell you what, JD's going to be a fine ball player. He's got a long way to go to be as good as his mama was.
He looks like a basketball player.
He's grown 6 inches in the last year. Here's the Birds. That pass is tipped to find its way home to Wills. Here's Duckles. Thought about the three, lost the handle, gives it off to Wills. Back to Mason now. Here's Siglock. Cavi swing it with Weiser. Well, if this is a football game in time of possession early, it is all Carthenville. North Mac's only been offense for about 10 seconds. Wills, 18-footer, yes, for Aaron Wills. Well, he's really developed into a nice ball player, Darren.
Yeah, he's been playing a little inside and outside. We've got a kind of a swing offense going, so it gives everybody a chance to play both spots. He was able to knock it down.
Back door, Lewis. The pass wasn't high enough for Downs. Tipped by Wills, but it's off of Carthenville, and it will stay with North Mac. 5:50 for the opening quarter. Baseline out of bounds for the Panthers. It'll be Dane Vance, the 5'7 sophomore, to trigger in. Carthenville shut off Downs on the inside. They get it into Lewis. Here's Dolman on the right block. Spins baseline. Floats it up. No, a little bit strong. And the rebound down to Wills. He leaves it for Weiser. Pushes in the front court with DeBerzy. Across the floor to Duckles. Makes the catch right block. Spins back middle. Ball fake rejected by Alexander. It'll be off of JT and stay with Carthenville. And T.J. Wilson wants an early timeout. 5:33 for the opening quarter here. Carthenville leading North Mac 2-0 in our first boys semifinal. Back to the Macoupin County Tournament following these messages on WSMI. On the baseline inbounds, Duckles has it under the baseline. He leaves it in the corner. Now left side of the key to Wills. Officials tonight, Ricky George, Kurt Libra, and Gary Munsterman. Here's Duckles on the left wing. High post to Weiser. Kicks it to Berzy. Open for three. Rimmed it out, no good. On the rebound, Wills put over the top of Dolman and secured it. Siglock leaves the top of the key for Duckles. Not a lot of room on the sidelines here as T.J. Wilson actively patrols those sidelines. Siglock open for three. Back rimmed it, no good. And the rebound down to North Mac and Reed Lewis. Darren, you probably don't remember the days when there was the restraining line on this court.
I don't, but I've coached in gyms with restraining lines. I'm old enough for that.
One of the great venues, certainly, in Macoupin County and beyond. Down to Dolman, it goes off the window for Austin, and North Mac has tied the ball game at two. Here's Siglock breaking the pressure. He was pushed out of bounds, and there's the whistle.
There you go.
Yep. Reed Lewis, the guilty party, his second, team second.
He didn't call that right away, but you like to see him get it right, and so that was the right call. He was pushed out of bounds.
Now, I also don't mind not calling it initially. If Siglock could have stayed in bounds, play on, but once he stepped out of bounds, you got to make the call.
It was right in front of us here. We had a pretty good look.
4.5 minutes for the first quarter. Tied at two. Ziglock brings it into the front court. Leaves it off for Carson Weiser in the left corner with Wills. Aaron Wills. Dumps it back to Ziglock. He's being chucked out there by Vance. North Mac substitution. Jackson Pierce has come onto the floor, the 5'9 junior. He replaced Lewis. Down to Wills. Oh, that pass, I don't know how it got through the lane. Went through three Panther defenders. Ziglock rejected by Downs. Picked up underneath by Alexander and gets it off to Pierce. Here comes North Mac with Mick Downs. Downs, bounce pass, Dane Vance. He tries to force the middle, turned it over.
Downs has blocked at least two and maybe three shots already.
He got good timing, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
North Mac has size now. Downs goes 6'4". Alexander goes 6'4". Dolman 6'3". And Austin Dolman, he's 6'3 and thick. Football player. Left wing for Ziglock. Top of the key to Wills. Ryan Hart is checked in for the Cavs, a 6'2 junior. He dumps it to Weiser. His pass is deflected by Pierce and turned over. Mick Downs coming into the front court for North Mac. Hands it off to JT Alexander. Spinning at the foul line. Miscommunication. Threw it in the backcourt. Ziglock gets there first. Up and down for the easy news. 4-2 Carthenville. We played just about 5 minutes here in the opening quarter of our first boys semifinal. Dane Vance works left side with Mick Downs. Downs to the foul line. Cut off by Weiser. A lot of athletes on the floor both sides here. Here's Alexander up top. He's fouled by Tabert.
Mason Douglas checks back in.
He will replace Wills, who will get an early breather. North Mac beat Carthenville in the regular season 34-31, or 43-31, excuse me. That was back on the 7th of December. And we will get our mask timeout here, 2:54 for the opening quarter. Carthenville 4, North Mac 2. You're listening to the 103rd Annual Macoupin County Tournament on WQSMI.
Okay, we are back. We had a slight technical issue. We're getting rebooted on our primary channel here. It's 80 seconds to go in the opening quarter. It's the 6-4 Carthenville lead. While you're away, Ryan Hart got a run out bucket for Carthenville. They lead 6-4. Here's Vance for North Mac. Right wing 3, too strong, and the rebound down to Aaron Will. Alexander also got a bucket for North Mac in the process. Final minute, first quarter. As Wills has it on the right wing for Carthenville. And Jen, we'll see if we're back on our main channel now. As here's a deep.
Duckles, no. Offensive rebound, Wills, and it's rejected by Dolman. As we should be back on the main feed now. As Alexander brings it into the front court. Half a minute, first quarter. 6-4, Carthenville with the lead. North Mac has the ball. Here's Mick Downs. Downs leaves it off for JT Alexander. Alexander into the hands of Downs. Downs now leaves it back for Alexander. 18 seconds for the quarter. 6-4 Carthenville. Jackson Pierce on the right wing. Leaves it up top for Mick Downs. He will rise from 14. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Nope. Dolman had it. Lost it. Picked up by Hart. He had it picked, but it's picked up off the floor by the Cavs with 4. Ziglock. Volleyball spike line. Good if it goes. Nope. After 8 minutes here in our first boys semifinal, it is Carthenville 6, North Mac 4. You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WQSMI. Tim Eyes, Darren Deneve back here at the 103rd Annual Macoupin County Basketball Tournament here at Gillespie High School. 6-4, Carthenville with the lead. We get underway in the second quarter. Dane Vance up front. Leaves it back for Rear Lewis. Down a little bit.
Sure.
7:45 for the half. As the block it goes to Dolman. Dolman leaves it back for Vance on the left wing with Alexander. Alexander at the free throw line. He leaves it in the corner for Austin Dolman. Dolman back up top to Alexander. Alexander leaves it on the left wing for Mick Downs. Downs in the corner to Vance. A 6-4 Carthenville lead. Here's Alexander. Triple threat. Foul line cut off by Duckles. Leaves it back for Downs. Here's Vance at the elbow. Dane, dribble drive, kicks it off to Reed Lewis. Lewis on the bounce, leaves it back on the right wing for Dolman. Here's Alexander. Deep three, rimmed it out, no good. Offensive rebound to Dolman, tapped back to Downs. Into the hands of JT Alexander. On the right block, Austin Dolman. Bounced it, had it stripped, dives for the ball, Duckles and Lewis on the floor, and Carthenville brings it out.
Great hustle. Both kids.
Headlong dives. I love the headlong dives.
No doubt about it. Let's get some floor burns.
Here's Siglock attacking, right elbow, and he's called for traveling. He absorbed a little bump there, and with the bump, he could not get the pass off without shuffling his feet.
Unable to get to the point where he had a jump stop. He was a little off balance.
6-4, Carthenville with the lead, but Darren, it feels like Carthenville should be up by more than two.
It does. They were unable to capitalize on some offensive rebounds in the first quarter, and still a close game, but the effort has been there from both sides, so I expect the game to be close the whole time.
Downs finds Alexander, middle of the lane. He spins, rimmed out, no good. Rebound down to the Cavaliers, into the hands of Mason Duckles. Mason across the timeline, Siglock, right wing now with Aaron Wills, who's back on the floor. Leaves it off for Carson Weiser. Left wing with Siglock. In the corner it goes to DeBerzy. Skip pass, Duckles, right side of the key. Here's Ethan. Siglock, right baseline, drives past Vance, runs right into Lewis. Block, gets it back, stripped by Vance, but it's on the baseline, and it will stay with Carthenville. Boy, getting to the rim is just the first part of the battle against this North Mac squad.
They have some quick hands and some tall guys with long arms. It's hard to score inside, that's for sure.
It'll be Carthenville ball on the baseline. It'll be Siglock to throw in. And gets it into Wills near corner. Here's Siglock coming off the screen. Dribble drive, kicks it in the corner to Mason Duckles. Duckles now puts it on the floor. He wants to attack. Hangs. Can't get it to go. Good contest in there by Lewis. Pulled down by Alexander. Here comes JT Alexander. Crossing over on to Berzy. Muscles his way down to the right block. Now leaves it out for Dolman. Top of the key with Vance. On the left wing with Lewis. Here's Nick Downs at the free throw line. Spinning, fading, and off the heel, no good. Rebound picked up by DeBerzy. 5:25 for the first half. A 6-4 Carthenville game. On a pace like the Carthenville girls were last night,
oh,
Darren.
Boy. And there's been a lot of 30, 40-second possessions here, too. Each team has taken their time.
Carthenville girls beat Gillespie in overtime last night, 38-29. Here's Duckles open for three. Yes, for Mason Duckles.
Good pass by Ethan Siglock.
It's 9-4 Carthenville. This is North Mac's first game in the tournament. They had a bye into the semis. They beat Riverton in overtime on Monday in a Sangamo game. Down to Dolman, spins middle, missed it, and the rebound down to Wills. Off to Carson Weiser. Weiser, long pass in the front court to DeBerzy. DeBerzy leaves it right wing for Aaron Wills. Wills now into the hands of Duckles. Alexander all over Mason. Back between the circles to DeBerzy, left wing with Wills. Siglock down low to Duckles. Tough catch in traffic to get it off to Siglock. Like in baseball, that's called an emergency hack.
Looks like a football receiver trying to stay in bounds.
Duckles was open for three, left wing, too strong. And on the rebound, we'll get a foul coming out on Aaron Wills. It'll be his first, team's second.
Coach Wilson is not pleased with his team's rebounding efforts. That's an understatement.
And you know, Darren, like so many coaches, obviously you have to make shots, but if the defensive effort isn't there and the rebounding isn't there, coaches aren't going to be happy.
Well, that's the easiest thing to see when you're the coach, honestly, is how hard are we playing? Are we boxing out? Are we doing those things right? Can't always control whether the ball goes in the basket, but you can control your effort.
Downs open for three, left it short, rebound tipped around. Who's it off of? Carthenville. And you know, most times, Darren, it seems like the kids say, no, I'm playing hard.
Well, I don't want to indicate that they're not. I think, honestly, the ball has just not bounced North Mac's way a few times, too. And so that happens, but when you're coaching, you don't always think that way.
Halfway through the second quarter, a 9-4 Carthenville lead. North Mac has not scored in the quarter. Here's Dane Vance. Works it left wing. Down to Downs. An overplay by Siglock. He didn't get it, and that frees up Mick for the easy deuce.
What a great catch. It was a difficult bounce pass to handle.
9-6, Carthenville leads. North Mac showing some pressure. Onto the floor for Carthenville, Matt Dunn, a 6-foot sophomore. Cavies attack with Weiser rejected by Alexander, and he's going to be called for the foul. JT can't believe it. Look clean up top, might have got him with the body. 3:39 for the first half. Carson Weiser will be at the free throw line. Not before we get our second quarter mask timeout. So 3:39 for the first half. 9-6, Carthenville with the lead. You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WQSMI. Tim Mize, Darren Denis back here at back at Gillespie High School. As Carthenville is leading North Mac 9-6 here in boys semifinal number one. The Carthenville Lady Cavaliers will play for the county championship on Friday night against Staunton. That will be a 6 o'clock championship tip. We'll have live coverage here on WQSMI FM 106.1. And Darren, I commented last night in the fourth quarter, said, you know, Corey Allen wouldn't care if Carthenville Gillespie played 3, maybe 4 overtimes. You only gave her one, though.
That's probably right, but it was a Tuesday evening, and so, you know, we had a little time to recover.
Weiser's first free throw is no good, too strong. Sometimes I forget that the players aren't old like me.
They are not.
They recover faster. Weiser's second toss is no good, too strong with both of them. And the rebound down to North Mac.
Honestly, we could use the experience anyway.
3.5 minutes for the first half. Vance into the front court with the pass to Jackson Pierce. Top of the key with Dolman. On the left wing with Reed Lewis. Top of the key to McDowns. On the right wing now with Vance. They feed the post down to Dolman. Draws a crowd. Floats it up and in. Austin Dolman has 4 points. And the lead for Carthenville is down to 1-9-8. 3:05 first half.
That young man's been in the weight room a couple times. He knows where it's at.
Yeah, he's got some broad shoulders, and we've got a timeout taken by David Seuss. Carthenville is going to get the 10-second count. 3:03 first half, Carthenville 9, North Mac 8, back to Gillespie High School following these messages on WQSMI.
You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Basketball Tournament on WQSMI, brought to you in part by Steak and Shake. Visit before or after the game for a delicious hot meal in Litchfield. By C&B Bank and Trust, helping to open doors since 1854. By Quality Title and Abstract on the Square in Carthenville. By Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. And by United Community Banks, leader of community banking with Macoupin County locations in Carthenville, Gillespie, and Bunker Hill.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville.
So following the Cavvy timeout, Carthenville now into the front court as North Mac pulled off the pressure, waiting back in their half court man-to-man. Duckles out front, being checked by Alexander. Mason picks up his dribble, gets it off to Siglock. He's being guarded by Vance into the hands of Taberzi as Downs comes out with the pressure. Skip pass to Duckles right wing. Here's Siglock now. Ethan, one bounce, finds Weiser left side of the key. Duckles leaves it for Taberzi. Left side of the key. Wills wants the three. That is short. And the rebound down to McDowns for North Mac. Panthers can take the lead. And they haven't led for a while. 4-2, I think, they led. In the corner it goes with Jackson Pierce. On the baseline, Dolman. Great position. Oh, beautiful wraparound pass. Downs count it. And the foul to McDowns. The foul to Siglock. That was beautiful basketball there from North Mac.
It was a great cross screen in the post by number 32, Austin Dolman, and a great finish by the young man Downs.
So make a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw is no good. Rebound, long rebound down to Duckles.
Thought there might have been a lane violation there, but it wasn't called.
Mason into the front court, leaves it off for Siglock. Ethan Siglock turns the corner at the left elbow, cut off. Leaves it for Wills in the corner. Up top to Weiser. Inside of 2 minutes to the first half, North Mac in front 10-9 over Carthenville here in our first boys semifinal. Siglock being hounded by Vance. Gets around him, dumps it to Weiser. Carson kicks out to DeBerzi. Left wing Duckles for three. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Wills put back too strong. Good contestant there by Goldman. Made that put back anything but routine. Here comes McDowns.
Another offensive rebound by Carthenville, but they really need to capitalize on some of these.
Dolman, middle of the lane, spins middle. Good job by Wills to keep his feet. But Dolman with a soft touch, floats it up and in. 6 for Austin Dolman. The offensive rebounds are good, but how many points do you get off of them? That pass airmails Duckles, turned over against the full court pressure as the Panthers have it with Alexander. 65 seconds for the first half. Here's Downs, baseline. Back out to Dolman. Top of the key it goes to Jackson Pierce. Into the hands of Dane Vance on the right wing. Here's Dolman, left side of the key. Hand off to Alexander on the curl. 15-footer, no good for JT. And the rebound, though, tracked down by Dane Vance. Out-hustle two Cavaliers. Vance got caught in the air with the pass, but he was fouled on the release. They'll get Siglock. That's his second.
Should be out of bounds here. Guys are kind of walking around like they expect free throws, but it was clearly not on the shot.
It will be baseline out of bounds for North Mac as Siglock will head out. Ryan Hart back on the floor, 6'2 junior.
Carlinville plays a little zone out of bounds. They've been playing man otherwise.
They outlet it to the volleyball spike line to Jackson Pierce. 45 seconds for the half.
Now they'll match up.
Here's Dane Vance. Gets it between the circles to JT Alexander. Here's Vance on the right wing. Gets wheels on the switch. Now Alexander on the left wing to the foul line. Kicks it to Dane. 28 seconds for the half. They feed it down to Dolman. Double team. Kicks out to Pierce. Open for three. Missed it. Dolman with the offensive rebound. Missed it. Got it again. Missed it. And the rebound down to Wills. Carlinville lucky there. Here comes Diverzi on the push. Spinning on Pierce. Pump fake. Up under. Now he's trapped like a rat. And the ball is jarred loose in the foul.
Still not in the bonus. Either team.
Well, that was one of those moves for Diverzi, Darren. It was looking good. Then all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh, he's in a peck of trouble.
Exactly. Found himself amongst some trees there.
He was surrounded on all sides. He will throw it in off the baseline. Aiden looking. Gets it out to Duckles. Ball fakes the three. Gets into the paint. To the rim. Rejected by Downs. What a block from Nick Downs. Duckles thought he had an easy one as the three-quarters court shot almost hit the rafter and then came up just short. It was online. Two quarters in the books here at the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament in our first boys semifinal. North Mac 12, Carlinville 9. We'll come back with halftime numbers following these messages on WSMI. So Carlinville was coming out of the locker room late there, and they didn't get any shots up.
They did not, but they have the ball first, and we'll see if they can get this game a little closer.
Hey, when you struggle to score in the first half, maybe no shots to warm up is the good thing.
We'll find out.
Here's Siglock off to Duckles. Wills straight on three or not. That's an air ball out of bounds.
Pretty good look, though. Came off a cross screen.
You know, Carlinville's had some good looks there, and they just haven't knocked him down here as of yet.
Not yet.
7:44 for the third quarter of play. A 12-9 North Mac lead. Carlinville led this game 6-4. After one quarter, North Mac outscored him 8-3 in the second. On the left wing with JT Alexander. Down on the block, middle of the lane, Dolman. Little ball fake, rises, a little strong. And the rebound down to Carson Weiser. He will leave it off for Siglock. Ethan Siglock into the front court working on Vance. These are for Wills, top of the key. Off to Diverzi in the corner with Weiser. They swing it left side of the key with Duckles. Weiser flashes middle, nothing there. Here's Wills on the right wing. Aaron Wills, left side of the key to Weiser.
Swing is accurate. This is very similar to Bo Ryan's swing offense in Wisconsin.
To Burge, that thing was three-quarters of the way down and kicked out for about 12 feet. Rebound down to JT Alexander. Here's Mick Downs. Puts his head down, cut off at the foul line. Rises now, left it short. Rebound tapped around. And to Burge, out-muscled Alexander for it. And they'll get a reach-in foul on JT Alexander. And that scenario can present itself 10 different times, Darren, and 10 different times Aiden DeBerge is going to win that battle.
There's a lot of kids who hustle, but I don't know any who hustle more. That's for sure.
To use the Tony La Russa line, he's tied for first. I mean, I don't know how you could play harder than that kid. You could play as hard as him, but you can't play harder.
That's a good way of putting it. Well, White Sox manager Tony La Russa. I think he used to manage for somebody else, too.
I think so, perhaps. Here comes Siglock. There's contact. What do we got? Charge. Yep. Third on Ethan Siglock, and Darren, that's a spot he should have just stopped and popped.
I agree. A little jump stop and pull-up jumper.
That's three on Ethan Siglock. I know fouls have been a bit of a problem for Ethan here as the year's gone on. He's matched up with Vance here. And you hate to see some of your top guys pick up the third foul on the offensive end. Down to Dolman. He had trouble with the catch. Jarred loose. Picked up by the Cavaliers. 12-9. Still our score. Weiser leaves it for Wills at the free throw line. Here's Duckles on the right wing. He played 2 minutes. Third quarter. Still nobody has scored here in the half. Weiser leaves it for Siglock on the left wing. Top of the key, Duckles. Right wing, Wills. Aaron Wills has not been able to get anything going on the inside tonight with the size and strength of North Mack in there. Here's Siglock, drives baseline, leaves it back for Tabers. He went through his legs, but he picks it up. Off to Wills. Duckles now, left wing. Dribble drive, Alexander cut off. Leaves it back for Weiser. Another long possession for the Cavaliers. Wills on the right wing. Back near midcourt it goes to Tabersi. Duckles cues for three. Overshot it all. And it's out of bounds over to North Mack.
Another pretty good possession. Good patience. Wait till you get a great shot. Just didn't convert.
5:20 to play, third quarter. You can't get much low scoring than this. 12-9, 5:15 to play in the third. Here's McDowell to the free throw line. Draws a crowd, spins middle. Nice shot, McDowell. Six for Mick. 14-9 North Mack. They show the pressure. Siglock in the backcourt. Gets it off to Tabersi. Back to Ethan up the sideline. Into the front court comes Siglock. Down the middle of the lane. Dumps it to Wills. Baseline jump shot too strong. And Dolman down with the rebound for North Mack. Outlets it to JT Alexander. Alexander crossing over. Good job by Tabersi. He goes straight up. Forces a wild shot. Rebound down to Duckles. Saves it from going out of bounds. Off to Tabersi.
Excellent defense by Aiden there.
Here's Tabersi right corner. Three ball. That's way too strong. But the air ball goes right to Wills. Blocked by Alexander, but he's fouled. I think they'll get Dolman on the foul. They will. So Aaron Wills will be at the free throw line.
Sometimes this is a way to get yourself going, too. You either get an easy shot or, in this case, get some free throws. Get some confidence going.
Toss. Short. Well, that barely grazed the front iron. 14-9. Well, sometimes, Carl, it can be depressing for Carletonville, Darren, because you've had so many good looks. You've played so well, but the ball is just not going in as Wills misses both.
Seems to be a lid on it at that end of the floor this half.
4:15 for the third quarter. Dane Vance brings it between the circles. Leaves it off for JT Alexander on the right wing. Top of the key to Dolman, left wing now with Reed Lewis. Downs comes off the screen, top of the key, leaves it back right wing for Vance. Dane Vance finds Alexander, open, three, yes, for JT Alexander. Five for JT, playing on his mama's home floor. 3:50 for the third quarter, 17-9 North Mack. Carletonville has not scored in the quarter. Tabersi's pass is tipped. He had a man underneath. That was Weiser, but it ends up in a turnover. Great active hands from North Mack. Here's Dane Vance. Darren Cronville had two guys back behind the rim there. They just couldn't get the ball to him. Alexander's 3-2 strong. Offensive rebound, Lewis. Here's Reed in the middle of the lane. Rises up, around it, out. Rebound down to Wills.
It's still just an 8-point game. With all the struggles, it's still just an 8-point game. Get a couple of good possessions here. Things could turn around pretty quickly.
Here's Siglock. Leaves it for Hart. He'll fire the three. Missed it a little bit short. And the rebound down to Dolman. He gives it off to Alexander. JT coming into the front court left wing. Between his legs, a little hesitation. Tabersi stays right with him. Off to Dolman. Top of the key with Mick Downs. On the right wing now with Reed Lewis. Here's Alexander, top of the key. Leaves it for Vance. Fires for three. Missed it too strong. Rebound down to Ryan Hart. And he wants to run. Now he'll slow it up as he gets to the three-point line. He'll stop for three, and he got it. Ryan Hart buries the three.
It's a big play. Battled for that rebound, took it down himself. Got a basket when Carletonville really needed one.
That's 20-21 basketball right there, Darren. On the break, pull up for three.
You betcha.
17-12, but the Cavies needed that in a big, big way. Here's Vance. Alexander left alone. That's a long two. Off the heel, too strong. Rebound picked up by Wills, and he will get it off to Carson Weiser.
Good box out by both Wills and Siglock on that one. Battled for that board.
Siglock has it in his hands. He'll bring it across the timeline. Jersey untucked, but Darren, I've noticed this year, they don't worry about that anymore.
Yeah, they don't seem to.
Which is fine by me. Siglock has it poked away from behind. It's batted around and off of North Mack and Dolman.
Yeah, I think the officials have more important things to worry about than whether your jersey is tucked in, that's for sure.
I always thought that.
Why make them the uniform police? Mm-hmm. A lot of truth to that. You know, these guys are hard enough to get along with sometimes when they got black and white stripes. As a side note, I saw Tim Sutton walking around with a Green Bay Packers sweatshirt.
Uh-oh.
2 minutes for the third quarter. North Mac meeting Carletonville 17-12. Boys semifinal number one from the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Mize, Darren Deneve back here at the 103rd annual Macoupin County Tournament. Boys semifinal number one. North Mac leading Carletonville 17-12. Over at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational, Hillsboro has put the running clock on Ramsey. So the Toppers will be playing in the fifth place bracket at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational, and Ramsey will be off to the ninth place bracket. We'll have the championship semifinal between Nokomis and Pena on Friday night, following our championship coverage here from the Macoupin County Tournament. A 5-point Panther lead. Cavaliers have the basketball. Here's Duckles in the right corner. Mason puts it on the floor, foul line, cut off. Leaves it for Taberzi, open, 3-2 strong. Offensive rebound, Siglock on the right baseline. He clears space, attacks, oh, he missed it, too strong. And it's going to be saved underneath by Vance into the hands of Downs. And then Siglock and Dolman are tied up there. Austin just has his arm straight up in the air as Ethan tries to extricate himself from that situation. And during that miss by Siglock, I think that's an example of he anticipated the shot blocking.
Yeah, that's a benefit of having a shot blocker in there. They change shots even when they don't touch them.
Did they call that foul on Dolman? It's going to be Carlinville the ball, it looks like.
I'm not sure. There seems to be some discussion. Carlinville is getting the ball.
It's on Dolman. That's a tough whistle if you're Austin Dolman.
I would agree.
Cavies on the baseline. Taberzi lobs it into Siglock. Here comes Ethan to the rim. Tough shot. Forced it, and it came up short. Rebound down to Reed Lewis. Here comes Dane Vance. Well, that's the old ball. Don't lie, Darren. Here's Nick Downs on the left wing. Leaves it for Vance. Right wing. Dane for three. Little bit short. Rebound to Lewis. Followed, no, but he was fouled.
Great effort.
Well, the effort has been there, Darren. That's where you can never equate a low-scoring game to lack of effort, because both teams, all the kids, they're playing hard. It's just one of the nights it ain't going in.
Sometimes every possession's a struggle, and it's just the toughest team wins at the end.
And these two teams aren't afraid of tough. Lewis's free throw, no good, too strong.
He went up and got that rebound. It was him and three Carlinville guys, and he was able to grab it. It was just really a good effort play.
A foul on Siglock, his fourth. He'll have to sit for a while. 64 seconds for the third quarter. Second free throw for Lewis. Off the heel, front rim, and out. And the rebound down to Wills. I don't know that we've had a made free throw in this ball game. As Lewis missed the pair. Here's Duckles. Open three, left wing, way too strong. Air ball saved by Taberzi right on the baseline. Well, we've seen a number of those shots that have just been way too strong. Hart for three, left it a little bit short. Another offensive rebound to Burzy. Tracks this one down in the right corner. He'll hand off to Duckles. Mason baseline lost his balance. Gets it out to Burzy on the right wing. Here is Weiser. Now Hart on the left block to Burzy. Working on Alexander. Draws a double. Pivots around. Up, under, and in. Oh, what a move for Aiden Taberzi.
He earned that one.
Yes, he did. To get 2.5 points for that one. Took his time, Darren. He did not panic or rush.
Called using your pivot foot and your strength.
10 seconds for the quarter. A 3-point North Mac lead. Here's Vance driving baseline. Floats it up wild. Missed it. Offensive rebound down. And he's fouled with 3.1 for the third quarter. 17-14. Panthers with the lead. At the free throw line, Mick Downs. Mick tonight, 6 points, 6 of the 17. Free throw, good.
Well, whichever game holds the record for fewest free throws made in Macoupin County Tournament history is safe after that one.
Yeah, I think that is the first make. Second toss, good, gets the pair. 8 for Downs, 3 seconds for the quarter. Into Hart, will he get it off? Three quarters court, no. Three quarters in the books here of boys semifinal number one. It is North Mac 19, Carletonville 14. You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament. Back with the money quarter following these messages on WQSMI. Tim Mize, Darren Deneve back here at the pit at Gillespie High School for the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament boys semifinal night. North Mac leading Carletonville 19-14 as we are just underway fourth quarter. North Mac won the third quarter, 7-5. They lob it down to Downs. The pass went off the underside of the backboard, but before that, a foul on Carletonville. Fourth team foul, baseline out of bounds.
Darren, there hasn't been a single quarter where either team reached double figures in the quarter. Vance looking on the baseline. He will lob it out to Lewis. Almost went over his head, but he was able to corral it with his fingertips. Back into the hands of Vance to the foul line. Leaves it on the left wing for Reed Lewis. Into the hands of Mick Downs out on the right wing. Finds JT Alexander coming off a screen. Three ball good for JT. His second triple. He's got 8 points tonight. 22-14 North Mac.
Game like this, when you got an 8-point lead, it feels like 15.
It really does. 22-14 with 7:15 to play in the ball game and an illegal screen on Aiden Taberzi. And you give JT Alexander credit there, Darren, for fighting over that screen.
Yeah, you got to make the referee have to make the call in a situation like that. I'm not so sure his feet were moving, but that's the referee's call, and he's sticking to it.
7:10 for the ball game as Dane Vance comes into the front court. On the baseline with Reed Lewis. Oh, underneath Dolman. Lost his man but missed the shot, so then he's fouled after he got the offensive rebound. He just rushed that a little bit. He's disgusted with himself.
And they're going to say that he was shooting, so he was on a tip-in kind of a situation.
They'll get two free throws here on the sixth team foul on Carlinville.
And now he's not so sure.
And David Suits wants a timeout, so we'll have a chance to think it over. 7:01 for the ball game. North Mac leading Carlinville 22-14. This is semifinal number one at the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament here on WUSMI. Tim Mize, Darren Deneve back here at the pit at Gillespie High School. Boys semifinal number one from the Macoupin County Tournament. North Mac leading Carlinville 22-14. They lob it up to Downs straight on, banks it in. Nice out-of-bounds set there. 10 for McDowns.
Easy for me to say now, but I was about ready to say, watch out for the lob pass.
Good call.
Thanks.
Here's Mason Duckles, left side of the key. Tries to get past Alexander, attacks, gets it up on the rim, and he's fouled by Dolman. That'll be three on Austin Dolman, and it will send Aiden Taberzi to the free throw line. Check that, Mason Duckles to the charity stripe. Mason tonight, 3 points. That actually leads. No, check that, Reinhardt has five as Duckles misses the free throw. Carlinville now 0 for 5 at the foul line. North Mac is just 2 out of 5. Second free throw for Mason is good. So he gets 1 out of 2. 4 points tonight for Duckles. The lead is 9 for North Mac. Mason out. Siglock will return with those 4 personal fouls. Into the hands of JT Alexander. Alexander comes into the front court, met there by Taberzi. On the left wing with Reed Lewis. Lewis, left side of the key, leaves it on the right wing for Dane Vance. Up top, JT, three ball, a little bit short. Offensive rebound to Dolman, tipped it around, but eventually picked up off the floor by Carvinville. Then wills a headlock dive off to Siglock, finds Taberzi, over goes to Weiser. Goodness gracious.
I think there was 7 bodies on the floor looking for that rebound.
Great effort. Here is Hart attacking right into the chest of Dolman. Austin goes straight up. Now we got another scrum on the floor. JT Alexander
that
down
time there.
There
was 5.
Awesome. Here comes Mick Downs racing into the front court. Leaves it back for JT. Alexander gets all the way to the rim, and he was fouled. And that will be the 7th team foul, so it'll send JT Alexander to the free throw line. And Darren, not much makes a basketball coach happier than seeing all those bodies on the floor.
Gotta love the hustle. There's no doubt about it. It's hard to teach it, too.
Either you got it or you don't.
You find, some kids that can that really want to hustle, and those will be kids that are easier to work with.
At the foul line, Alexander, toss good, hits the front end. 9 points for JT Alexander. As if he took a look up to his right, he would see the shot put state championship banner from his mother from 1995. Free throw good for Alexander. The Gillespie female athletes there at Gillespie in the mid-90s were really something special. That was an amazing run.
I've been told. I was, I've
been married to a Carlinville girl for almost 30 years, but during the 90s we didn't spend a whole lot of time in Carlinville, but I have been told the Gillespie girls' athletics were terrific then.
Well, Corey Allen, your counterpart on Friday, as Siglock triggers the three, missed it all. She was about as good of a pitcher as you're going to find back in the day.
I've been told that by several different people.
Here's Jackson Pierce, kind of just was not dribbling that ball as much, chasing it up the floor. Eventually picks it up and hands it off to Dane Vance. But those Steve Joyce teams in the 90s, with Ottersberg and Christine Polo, Randy Anderson, they were a handful. Here's Reed Lewis at the foul line. Leaves it on the wing for Vance. He pulls up right elbow, left it short. Rebound picked up by Siglock. Ethan racing into the front court. 5 minutes to play. All the way to the rim. Blocked by Downs. Picked up by Wills. It won't go. And Nick with the rebound and over the back on Carthenville. Boy, that was a great, great block by Nick Downs.
He has to have a half dozen of them by now, I would think. Unofficially, as you would say.
That's right. That's right. And swatted that one off the backboard. And that gets to be demoralizing after a while there. And as Carmichael's had a number of shots where they think, okay, easy bucket, and it gets erased.
And then as we talked about earlier, the next time you go up, you're thinking about it.
The foul on Hart, his second. Free throw for Mick Downs. Rattles out. But what do we got? Lane violation on North Mac. So it'll go down as a missed foul shot for Mick Downs. But could you imagine if you were working on like a 10 for 10 out at the foul line, then there's a lane violation?
Honestly, I'm not so sure he gets a missed free throw for that.
I thought he did.
I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
I've been giving kids missed free throws on that for years.
Well, good thing it's unofficial.
That's right. Down to Hart. Blocked out of there again. And North Mac picks it up. 4:40 to play in the ball game. Here's Downs across the timeline. Winner into the championship Friday night at 7:30. Staunton and Southwestern will take the floor next. Staunton upset Mount Olive in the first game on Monday, 33-28. Southwestern handled Gillespie 43-22 in the quarters. Here's Vance on the right wing, keeps the bounce alive. And then miscommunication as he bounced it to the top of the key there, and I think it was intended for Downs. Mick pulled his hands back. He thought Reed Lewis was going to get it. Lewis didn't go after it. He thought Downs was going to get it, and nobody got it.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it. You get it. No, I'm not going to get it. You get it.
Now Carnival gets it.
That's right.
It's like in baseball. I got it. I got it. I got it. You take it. 26-15, North Mac with the lead. Here's Weiser on the left wing. Brings it across the head of the key into the hands of Aiden Taberzi. Top of the key, Wills. He'll take the three, left it short, and the rebound down to JT Alexander. Halfway through the money quarter. The points have been hard to come by both sides tonight, but especially for Carthenville as TJ Wilson wants a timeout. 3:49 for the ball game. It is a 26-15 North Mac lead. We'll come back to the pit and the 103rd Macoupin County Basketball Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Darren Deneve back here at Gillespie High School for the Macoupin County Tournament. Boys semifinal number one, North Mac leading Carthenville 26-15. Panthers have the basketball at midcourt. Carlinville has had a number of good looks tonight, Darren. They just haven't gone down.
Yes, they have. It's just been unfortunate for them that the ball just doesn't seem to want to go in the basket. We'll see if they ratchet up the pressure here a little bit, try to force some turnovers with 3.5 minutes left, down 11.
And when they've gotten into the paint, Downs and Alexander have been there to swat it out of there. Dolman's been tough on the boards. Left wing with Pierce and away from the ball. What do we got? A foul on North Mac. JT Alexander, the guilty party there.
I believe he pushed off trying to get open there.
3.5 minutes to play in the ball game. And you alluded to it earlier, Darren, when it was an 8-point game. It, you know, it's only 11, but when you've only scored 15, 11 seems pretty big.
It does feel like a lot when you're in that category. But, you know, a couple made threes, and you just never know.
The great equalizer, the three ball. That ball knocked away from Hart. I think it deflected off his foot out of bounds, and it'll belong to North Mac.
I think he lost his footing there, unfortunately.
3:15 for the ball game. Been a low-scoring affair from the get-go. As North Mac gets 3 points, it'll be the first quarter tonight where one of the teams reached double figures for the quarter. It was 12-9 at halftime. 26-15 now. Panthers had the lead at half. They still have it.
out front with Reed Lewis, and a little hand check out there on Mason Duckles. That will send Jackson Pierce to the free throw line. Ninth team foul, so still one in bonus for North Mac. Reed Lewis, a 6-foot junior. Free throw is banked in.
I was just going to say, he's been a little long on his free throw attempts earlier tonight, and so he was a little longer that time, but it went off the backboard. Good for him.
He adjusted the other way.
That's right. The bank is open. However it goes in, is works for me.
Doesn't matter how it gets there, as long as it gets there. That one's pure for Lewis. Gets both of them. His first points tonight. 28-15, North Mac with the lead. They're looking to play for the county championship once again. Miscommunication, that ball's into the back court, and it will be over and back on Carbonville. 2:41 to play. Loser of this game will play for third place on Thursday night at 7:30. Duckles out, Hart in for the Cavies. In it goes to Mick Downs on the bounce, way out on the left wing. He leaves it off for Dane Vance. Vance dribbles around in a circle out near midcourt as the Panthers will look to work some clock here. Backdoor lob, Downs, catch, oop, left-hand finish from it.
Nice back screen play, Coach Wilson.
And that was good body control by Mick Downs to make the catch and stay poised and finish with the offhand. Here's Siglock on the skip pass for three, rattles it down. Ethan Siglock has 5 points. Carnival's going to need a lot more of that. 30-18, 2 minutes to play in the ballgame.
Going to need to turn the pressure up a little bit.
Here's Vance out between the circles to Mick Downs. Checked by Wills. Now he pulls it back out. And leads it for Reed Lewis. Almost miscommunication there. Lewis forced it to catch. And they'll get it for the double dribble. They will. Boy, and Reed Lewis, he was put in a tough spot there after that catch, Darren.
Definitely. It was tough pass to handle and defense all over him.
Timeout on the floor. 102 seconds for the ballgame. North Mac 30, Carthenville 18. We'll come back to the McCoupin County Tournament at Gillespie following these messages on WQSMI. Tim Eyes, Darren Denis back here at Gillespie. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing boys semifinal number one from the McCoupin County Tournament. North Mac leading Carthenville 30-18. As the Cavaliers on the attack, they'll get a hand check on North Mac.
Not a situation where you want to commit a foul, really. You got a 12-point lead with a minute and a half. And Coach Wilson is expressing that to his young player.
Here's Siglock in the left corner. Dumps it on the baseline. Wills, 15-footer, knocked it down. Aaron Wills, his second field goal. He has 4 points. And the lead is 10 for North Mac. Full court pressure. Vance gets it away to Downs, back to Dane Vance. He stays in the middle of the floor. Needs to get it across the timeline, and he will do so. With a spin, leaves it off for Mick Downs. Into the hands of Jackson Pierce. And Wills gives the foul on Pierce. 10th team foul, so it will be double bonus time for North Mac. The clock will stop with 70 seconds to play. For Pierce tonight, he has not scored. Fallon Wills is actually his third. Free throw for Pierce is good. Hit all the iron and went down for Jackson. Makes it an 11-point North Mac lead. Free throw is no good. Rattled out. And the rebound to the Cavaliers. Here comes DeBerzy. Needs it for Duckles. Mason Duckles spinning. Lost the basketball. Picked up off the floor by Jackson Pierce. 53 seconds for the ball game as North Mac will get into the championship game and they will have a chance to defend their title on Friday night. JT Alexander out near midcourt. Almost had it stripped. Did a good job to maintain possession. Here's Mick Down. Turns the corner. Now he pulls it back beyond the three-point line. 35 seconds to play.
For being 6'4", Alexander and Downs both can handle the ball really well.
See, JT Alexander a year ago was 5'10". He's not 5'10 anymore.
No.
But that always helps, don't you think, Darren, when a kid isn't just always tall, but, you know, you develop the guard skills because you're a guard, and then all of a sudden you get a growth spurt. Useful.
I think there's a lot to be said for making every young player a guard.
I think you're exactly right. Pierce misses the free throw there. You know, so many times in the junior high level, that people will be confused. Well, he was so good in junior high. Well, he was physically bigger than everyone in junior high. Got to develop the skills. Free throw good for Pierce. One out of two. 32-20 North Mac. Half a minute for the ball game. Siglock will fire for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound is last touched by Alexander in North Mac.
Still hustling. Tabersi was able to knock that ball kind of out of bounds off of the North Mac player's hand.
Staunton and Southwestern waiting in the wings. They'll take the floor next. The winner will get North Mac for the championship on Friday. As Carlinville gets it in the middle of the lane to Wills, he turns right and is fouled. He'll get two tosses.
I think he's going to get one and one here. Call it before the shot.
He's going to get one shot here. They called it before the shot.
I hate to correct you.
Free throw is short. And the rebound down to the Panthers and Jackson Pierce. He gives it back to J.C. Alexander.
I love to correct everybody.
Well, you're a teacher, Barry. It's your job. You get paid to correct
math
people.
Math teacher, for
that's
that matter.
Right. So it wasn't necessarily the prettiest of games, but a W is a W, and North Mac will play for the county championship on Friday night at 7:30 as they will have a chance to defend their Macoupin County title. North Mac wins it over Carlinville 32-20. We'll come back and wrap up semifinal number one following these messages on WQSMI.